Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mara Corruption County, Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. Our Monday March Madness live studio audience is ready to kick off a special month that's 31 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. It's time for more in every aspect of our lives. Today's topic on Today's topics on episodes 170, business success, wellness and nutrition, mental illness, no bias news app, and a podcasting resource. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, there's five good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet them real soon. Elsie Johnson, the heart centered coach, Wendy Michelle, reclaim your health to live whole, healthy, and free. Bradley Davis, the pursuit of self-love and happiness. Maranka Vazirani, unbiased news articles and 9 second reads, no BS, no bias. And Daniela Garcia, the social network for all things podcasting. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything Home. Three important news items. Number one, today is day one of March Madness, 31 days of makeovers, motivation, marketing, and much more. No more excuses is the theme for the month, and it's time to rip off your dirty masks, reclaim your freedoms, get back to normal, take action, and reopen America. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, we're adding a special live segment to bring you the all-star team of our 104 partners of the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. These experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people will share their stories, passions, and provide you with real, live, hardcore, tangible takeaways to take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And yes, these are the all-stars of the 104 partners, the best of the best, the cream of the crop. Each week, we're going to laser focus on a different topic, which will include accountability for those who want to jump on our train and join us on this take action quest. I'll explain everything tomorrow live at 12 p.m. Mountain Time right here. And I apologize for being a little behind schedule, but I actually had a pretty serious health scare yesterday and seriously thought I was having a stroke. No joke. My vision was so screwed up, I literally thought I was having a stroke and I had to step away from the studio. So I'm about a day behind on certain things. But anyway, it's now easier than ever to take action in only a few minutes a day to learn the messages that matter from the people you need to know about while making a difference in your lives, the lives of others, and your community. You can get started by checking out our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click any of the graphics for all the details, websites, and action items ranging from becoming a precinct committee man, signing petitions, and politician or recalls, must watch videos, must listen to podcasts, must follow people, patriotic media, delivering the truth, coronavirus, facts that matter, and much more. Number two, if you missed Governor Kristi Noem's inspirational and motivational speech yesterday at CPAC, it's a definite must-watch video. I'm going to upload it to the Take Action tab and our Rumble account today, So make sure you follow us on Rumble. Love that platform. All the links to follow us on social media and to subscribe on your favorite podcast player are at the top of every page of our website. Now, not only was her speech amazing, so were her arms. Wait till you see how physically fit this woman is. Unbelievable. Actually, I was watching it. I'm like, I really need to start doing some push-ups. This is sad. Oh, and by the way, she's hot. So it kind of makes you want to move to South Dakota. And number three, speaking of good looking, last night I watched the Ego Awards, aka the Golden Globes. For the most part, everyone was unexpectedly well behaved with their speeches and comments. But what I did notice is that just about everybody had unbelievable amounts of work done to their faces during this lockdown. They looked amazing. There wasn't a wrinkle in the house. And I actually had to rewind a few times, especially for when Michelle Pfeiffer and Jane Fonda came on. I could not believe it. I had to look up their age. And then I just put the phone down and went, oh my God, they've got like 20 and 40 years on me. And I seriously look like I had a boxing match with Mike Tyson and dark circles under my eyes and wrinkles beyond belief. But anyway, even the men looked incredible. So you just take some money and staff, people, money and staff. Today's topics: business, success, wellness and nutrition, mental illness, no bias news app, and a podcasting resource. It's March 1st, and to kick off March Madness and our No Mo Excuses Tour, Carrie Underwood is here to remind you that you are a champion and you were born to win.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose, I'm a
to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic: business, success, wellness and nutrition, mental illness, no bias, news app, and podcasting a resource. First up is Miss Elsie Johnson. She's the heart-centered coach and founder of Elsie Johnson Coaching and Consulting. Give her a March Madness round of applause, everybody. How are you today, Miss Elsie?
I am fantastic. Can you believe it's March 1st? I can.
No. I when I looked at the calendar this weekend, I said, oh my, this is not happening. This is not happening. I fell off the wagon with my resolutions well back in January, and I tried to get back on the horse. And I said, unfortunately, the only way that I know I can keep myself accountable is if I make everybody that's listening accountable. So that's why I came up with the March Madness campaign. So I figured we're all in the same boat. So who better to kick off March 1st, March Madness, this whole No Mo Excuses campaign than you, my dear. So what do we do? Why do we keep doing the same stupid stuff?
Oh, that will take more than 5 minutes. So today I'll focus a little bit on really how you start with staying on track, and that's to know what the heck do you really want. You know, spend some time thinking about that, you know, because so many of us, we can rattle off a list from here till eternity about what we don't want. But if we really are honest with ourselves, many of us haven't really taken time to know exactly what we want especially out of life in general, but even for our businesses, for our friendships, our connections, our, you know, our romantic life, we just have this very vague thing. Oh, I want to be successful. You know, I want to have a good relationship, but we haven't put pen to paper and said, what does that really mean for us? So that's maybe the first step in sticking with our habits, knowing why do we want it.
And I'm glad you brought up.
What do you think about that?
Well, you're spot on. When we've talked about this before in your segment, and it keeps coming up in multiple segments, and I'm glad that you brought up the point, the pen to the paper. It's probably the most powerful tool and action item that we have. Once we write it down, it's different than if we typed it or put it on our text it on our phone. It's literally sitting down, using that pen, that paper, and writing these things out. So it gets, it's like embedded in into your brain, where it's like sizzled, it's right there. So you're making yourself more accountable.
Absolutely, and there's something actually both neuroscience and neurologically that happen when you take that extra moment and actually write it out. It's like your brain, you can't write as fast as you think. So when you have to slow down enough to actually write something out and make have it make sense, then your brain starts thinking more about it. It's sort of like you said, it imprints it in your brain and saying, oh, this is important enough for us to slow down and really give it some serious thought. And that's when, and then you can also connect it to the emotion with it, because that's the next point of it. It's easy to say, oh, I want this, but how do I emotionally want to feel about it and connect it to, then it becomes even more powerful.
Now, what I liked about what you said last month was once you write these items down and figure out what it is you want and why you want it, you have to create a schedule. You have to put it almost like a to-do list, because otherwise you'll be all over the board. Next thing you know, it's 3 p.m. and you go, what did I accomplish today? What happened? So do you want to comment on that? So people, as they sit down today and they start writing this out in their back of their mind, they're kind of putting this together in, okay, 8 o'clock this, 1 o'clock this. Do you want to kind of put that into perspective to give them some tips on how to really make that effective to at least get started?
Oh, absolutely. So in order to do that, what I like to do with many of my clients is we call it block time. So you put in blocks throughout the week for, maybe sticking to your habit, or your goal or what it is that you want. And then during the day, you sort of can say, okay, now it's my time to do this. So you don't necessarily have to say the exact activity at that particular block time, but you know it's cornered off for this. So it could be building your business, building my relationship, however it works for you, because sometimes people feel like they have, they don't want to be so structured. They want a little more free will their way around it, especially during that private time, when it's not like meeting after meeting after meeting. But make sure that you block the time out so it's there in the week. And as far as your business goes, that you also create the time to build your business in there, because a lot of us, like you said before, we go through the day and we, by the end of the day, we haven't taken time to say, have I done the activities that's going to move myself and my business forward for tomorrow and years down the road? But if you have a block in there that will remind you, oh, I need to think about this. I need to make sure I connect with this.
And I think we've all gotten in certain habits by relying on virtual Zooms and non-human to human contact and maybe not being in an office routine, that we've picked up a lot of bad habits. I have a feeling we've all picked up more bad than good. And we've kind of, we're the type of creature that we get used to what we're used to. So that we just literally, like, if you go to a restaurant and it happens to be a normal one, you just go, wow, I haven't been in this environment in a while, or I forgot what it's like, and I forgot what having a conversation with somebody who doesn't have a stupid mask on, and you just go, whoa,
sure.
Our perspectives and our short-term memory is just unbelievable on how we just acclimate and always seems to be in the wrong direction. So one other thing I want you to comment on is almost like kind of give everybody the reassurance that it's okay to put together almost like the ideal daily structure, which we know is not going to be realistic, right? But at least put it all down on the paper about ideally, if you could, put it down to even, this 20-minute block or whatever. So you have everything there. And then kind of navigate through on what is real and what, how long things actually take. Do you want to just give some reassurance or comment on that real quick before we bump to the next guest?
Sure, absolutely. My suggestion to people is that they take on no more than three major tasks throughout the day when they schedule their week out, and then allow smaller blocks for the things that come up during the day. But make sure that you have the things, as I mentioned before, the things that's going to move you forward, that you have time for them every single day or at least every other day, so you stick with that. And then it's almost like filling a, you know, a glass jar. If you start filling in sand and then you start filling in the bigger pebbles and then at the end the biggest pebble, you won't get nearly as much in there as if you start with the big pebbles, the smaller pebbles, and then the sand that can fall in between the other things. So make sure you get your big blocks, your big important things on your calendar, and then allow flexibility for all the other stuff.
Yeah, don't overwhelm yourself, but keep in mind balance. That's the most important. I've been guilty of that for a very long time, our lack of balance, and slapped me in the face yesterday with a little bit of a reality call. So take it from advice.
I'm glad it was just a slap in the face, but as you say, we don't want ourselves to get to that point where we get too many slaps in our faces. We got to make sure that we take care of ourselves.
In my brain, I'm young, but then when I'm like, oh, well, technically, I am old enough to kind of pull that off. So it's like, oh, and I'm technically old enough to have like a 30-year-old kid. So I'm like, whoa, that puts everything into perspective. You know, I had a little too many pen and paper and calculators being pulled out yesterday, and I went, okay, I'd walk around for a little bit, because we got to create some balance. So that's why I was glad that you were starting off the month. So you always give me that reminder to bring in everything other than work into my personal life. So I thank you for helping me, Elsie. Thank you for always helping me once a month.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Absolutely. All right. But so take care of yourself and make sure you do allow time for downtime. And that's an important block in your calendar too.
Yeah. And even every once in a while, take a hot bath. That's always sometimes even if it's 5 minutes, guys, just a little thing, rub your own foot. It's okay. Rub your own foot. Not a big deal. It actually does make a difference. We're going to talk about a little of that in the next segment. Thanks for coming on, Elsie. Give your contact information so people know how to get a hold of you.
They can get hold of me on morethanjustfine.com, on my Facebook page, More Than Just Fine as well, or Elsie Johnson Coaching on LinkedIn. And I look forward to speaking with all of them.
All right, make sure you jump on for next month. We're already getting it full, which is crazy. We'll just focus on March. We want to focus on March. Thank you, my dear. Always appreciate your support and through being an awesome partner on the platform. Have a great day.
You too, thanks. Bye.
All righty, before we bump to our next guest, I just want to let you know, remind you that each month we have a free giveaway. This month it is an undisclosed package. What I'm going to do is have a couple of our partners put a couple things together, so you get like an awesome gift basket, not like a physical basket, because then why waste the money on a physical basket? But we're going to put a couple different items together. So in order to enter, all you need to do is rate, review, and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player. Comment, share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Rumble, my favorite, Gab, or Telegram. Join our newsletter and avoid big tech censorship. And what I'm going to be talking about this month, I'm sure I will be censored even more so on every platform. So make sure you join the newsletter. You just need to go ahead and go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page. And to the right of that is the links and social media graphic right next to it. So just go ahead and do that. And we will put an awesome package together for everybody. All right, let's bring on the next girl. Since we're talking about health and we're talking about wellness, this is the perfect segue. Next up is Miss Wendy Michelle. She's a precision, a wellness specialist and nutritionist who's helping people reclaim their health so you can finally live whole, healthy, and free. Audience, round of applause for my good friend, Miss Wendy, and her health and wellness and incredible advice that she's been giving me. Angela, my friend. How are you today?
I'm so good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Better than yesterday. Yesterday was crazy. I was going to call you, but I'm like, yeah, what is she going to do? She's going to tell me to get up from my desk. But I'm like, God, that's all right.
I could.
WebMD it. Yeah, figure it out on my own.
I could.
Yes, I appreciate that. So I gave you a perfect segue and plug for in the last segment when I said take a bath. The reason I did that is because of the packets that you gave me, the tea packets that you gave me last week. I didn't use them yet, but I wanted for you to just start off the segment with that because maybe that will just kind of entice people to get into health and wellness, but also self-reward at the same point. And it's a very easy, low maintenance thing to do, especially you need to be clean anyway. So you have to get clean. So this way you could kill two birds with one stone. They'll mention, you know, talk about that for just to start.
Yeah. It's definitely like a win-win situation, you know, especially if you don't have a lot of time on your hands, you might as well, you know, have a cup of tea, get clean and, you know, do a little self-care. So I just have launched a new line of bath teas, which is actually an ancient remedy that I've brought into modern times. It's just like making a cup of tea, except for that you use the water in your bathtub and then you sit in it. So it's a fun experience, especially right now where a lot of people don't really remember many new experiences. So a couple different blends, and it depends on if somebody's just looking to relax or detox or maybe they're a little hungover. There's a couple different options for people. It's a fun way to get clean. And, you know, and again, also you get a lot more nutrients when you're actually bathing in the tea versus drinking it. So win.
And on your website, you want to give that contact information so people can get some teas maybe today and start to detox immediately.
Yeah, they can actually go to nurturedbynature.shop for those teas. That's the website for that particular project that I'm working on.
Awesome. And you'll share more with that as we go on later this month and other details to come in the future. But I just wanted to throw that out there since I had a solution and you just happen to be right there with the provider, the inventor. So why not bring it all together? All right. What are we going to talk about now?
You.
Because we are on a March Madness campaign. We are going to be doing our wellness, our hardcore wellness next week. But I figured you need to ease everybody into kind of a transition into wellness and nutrition, since it's a big step for most of us. And I use us as in I am just bad at it.
Well, I think that the easiest step one is to ask yourself the question, what does healthy mean to me? And it seems like we might have or should have probably passed that question years ago, but it's interesting. Many people do not really know what healthy means to them. They only know what it means to the people that they follow on Instagram or the people that they tend to go to ask questions. But it's vital that we get in tune with what it is for us based on our budget, our time, maybe how we grew up, what we loved about, you know, how our grandmother cooked or how our, you know, neighbors hung out. I don't know, whatever the case is, ask yourself, what is healthy? What does healthy mean to me? So that way, any additional lifestyle changes that you adopt over time will resonate with you. Because if you don't believe in it, it's not going to stick. And that's really one of the main issues with health and wellness overall, is that people, they just heard about it and then they said, oh, that sounds good. And they did it, but they're not invested emotionally. And they don't really even understand the why. They're just doing it because everybody else is. And that's, you know, it's a big problem. So spend some time pondering that. What does healthy mean to me? And make a very detailed list about it. And then you can use that as your filter. So if you're trying to decide, should I do this diet? Should I use bath teas? You know, whatever. You can run it through that filter. Make sure that it applies to you.
All right, let's just say mine is actually being in shape. I mean, I'm a long way off from Christy Noem's arms, which I get that, and that's my own fault for not doing push-ups and other activity, and I am a long way off from being as physically fit as you. So what, if that's for me, and obviously that comes with nutrition too, but unfortunately I'm just I'm into visual, right? That's my problem. I'm into the visual. See that, and I'm like, I get excited. There's a little line, dent. Look at that dent. And in an arm or a thigh or a leg. So what, and that's probably a lot of people too. So what should I do if that I've identified that is for right now in my little brain, that's what healthy means to me. So what's the next step that I should do?
So you're saying that healthy to you is evidence via physical evidence. So you can actually see it. You're not really,
right now.
If you didn't have
on
any
March
energy,
1st. Yes.
But
yes.
You could see it. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
March
okay.
1st. That is, that is my priority.
Awesome. Okay. Well, then we're going to, that for that type of change, we to physically see something is going to require probably the most work of all of the different initial steps, because it is equally food as much as it is exercise. A lot of times people be like, oh, I just want to feel better. So that's like an easier in, because one morning you wake up feeling better and then you go, oh my gosh, look at that dent. You know, look at that. I can see that shoulder cap. It looks awesome. But I would say really what it boils down to is cleaning up your diet. Just be more intentional about what you're eating. Make sure that it's real food. It's not packaged, that it's consistent. So, you know, versus, you know, not eating all day long and then, you know, throwing something in later in the evening. So consistency is key. Organic is key. You know, I feel about that stuff. And then moving your body, it would be excellent. And basic things. I'll give you a real simple one. Get a kettlebell. Get like a 20-pound kettlebell. It's one purchase. It's all you need to really start seeing some changes in your physical body. And you don't even have to go to the gym or anything for it. You can do it in your backyard. There's some great online courses for kettlebell workouts. And they're actually really effective total body. So it's functional fitness as well as going to create some of that. Some of those dents that you're looking for.
Give me your opinion on when to eat and when not to eat. I've heard so many different things, like don't combine fruits and vegetables together, and you can't have them before anything else, and then don't eat past 6 o'clock, but you got to eat throughout the day in little snacks, little niblets, which for me is impossible. What's the real info facts on all of that?
Yes, so confusing when
no
when
idea.
You say it like
I
that.
Just
it's like so overwhelming.
well, for you, no. For us regular people, we have no idea. I don't know what works.
I totally
know is what doesn't work. I know. I can
yeah.
see that. I'm staring at it right now. Not happy. Yeah.
I can. I know. I totally agree with you. Like when I hear other people say, I'm like, well, no wonder people are overwhelmed, because when you apply all the different things you hear to like just one sentence, it's like, wow, no wonder it's so hard for people. It's breakfast, lunch, dinner. If you're not hungry based on that, some snacks are fine. When to eat for women, intermittent fasting is hit or miss, because we're more sensitive hormonally. Our blood sugar, is more sensitive to the fasting. So, I'm not necessarily a huge fan of that for females, but for men, it works really, really well for the way that their circadian rhythm is designed. And I think it's really, if you can, do whatever movement you're going to do for the day, exercise in the morning before you have your breakfast, just because you're in a fasted state, which means that the fat cells are primed and ready to be utilized as the source of energy versus the carbohydrates you ate at lunch or whatever. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner as usual. Just try to get 3 good solid meals in. And I wouldn't worry about food combining fruits or not fruits or but like, that may be down the road for people who have more specific conditions in which they have some real gastrointestinal distress or anything like that. But for them, you know, for the most part, organic, you cook it as much as possible. 3 square meals, snacks being like maybe like some almonds or some, you know, good like fatty acids, which would be like an avocado and maybe some banana or whatever. Just keep it simple. Keep it really simple, and I wouldn't worry too much about late night. Just if you're going to go to bed at 10 p.m., try to not have anything to eat after 8, you know, 2 hours before bed is a good idea.
All right, that's not bad. I can do that. That you're going to say, like,
yeah,
you go
simple.
To bed at 12, forget it, 6 o'clock is your last piece of food. I'm like, then there's no Cheez-Its going in my mouth. Like, that's part of the problem, too. I do have a Cheez-It and chocolate thing. I know it's stupid. I told you that last week, so... But I figured
yeah, maybe
I'll
combine those.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let the audience know, because this is real. This is what happens. This is what real people deal with. when you healthy people tell us to eat 3-7 snacks and rah, rah, rah. All right, give your contact information, Wendy. I appreciate you coming on. How do people find you? Give that all that info.
Yeah, best place to find me is website, WendyMichelle.com, Wendy with an I and a Michelle with two L's .com.
And I'm not going to hold that against you. That's okay.
I know.
Why waste the ink? I don't know why you keep adding on all these letters. There's no sounds to them. I don't get it. It's all right. I'll talk to your mom one of these days and we'll figure out what she was thinking. It could have been the epidural and all the meds they give you when you give birth. Maybe that has something to do with it. That's okay. Not a problem. We'll add the two L's.
Could have been. All right. So good to talk to you today.
You too. I'll talk to you later. And thanks for being such a great partner. I'll contact you later today about the March Madness. I already roped you in. You just don't know it yet. So I'll send you all the details later today.
Amazing. Amazing. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Oh, too funny. Too funny. All right. I'm running a little bit behind. All right. So I'm going to jump to the next guest and I'm going to pack my little stuff in into the next segment. So next up is Mr. Bradley Davis. He's the founder and host of A Grown Man's Diary, One Childhood Cancer Survivor's Unscripted, Unfiltered, Honest, and Very Public Pursuit of Self-Love and Happiness While Navigating Everyday Life and Mental Illness. This guy's got a very interesting story to share. Audience, well, are you going to give him a round of applause? I hope so. Hey, Bradley, thank you for being patient while I ran over there a little bit. Oh, we have a little technical difficulty. Are you there, Bradley? Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, it's live. It's live. It's the internet. 10 million people in Maricopa County are on it 24/7, especially this time of the day. So sometimes this stuff don't work so well. You know, we just got to keep going. We go through it. Nothing's taking us down. You know, no more excuses. Can't get me, tech. Big tech.
You got to roll with the punches. Absolutely.
Right. I'll show you. We'll plow through. So tell us, since you're a new partner, tell us a little bit about yourself real quick, and then let's talk about your show.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thank you so much for having me. I don't know if that was muted or not when I first said it, so thank you, and hello to all your listeners. Happy Monday. So my name is Bradley Davis, and I am the host of a new podcast. As Michelle said, it's called A Grown Man's Diary, and it's really just about me sharing my experience as now a 28-year-old guy living in Los Angeles, and my experiences and lessons learned throughout the course of my life from being bullied throughout elementary and middle school severely, both emotionally and physically, as well as my 4.5-year cancer battle that started shortly after I started high school. So I've learned a lot of lessons, and I really realized that a lot of what I went through and the mental, you know, the depression and anxiety that really was bottled up for so many years would have been so much easier to handle had I been given the proper tools and resources at that time when it was actually happening, versus having to deal with it down the road. So I started this podcast hoping to share my story, to not only, you know, share the lessons and, you know, everything that I've learned, but also to those out there, especially during the pandemic and everything going on in isolation, hopefully to just share some stories that resonate with others, to let them know that if you are hurting, you are not alone in your journey. And there are other people out there that are not only here to support you, but also want to talk to you, meet you, and, you know, share experiences and all of that.
Do you mind telling us what kind of cancer it was?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was diagnosed when I was 14 with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And I was a very healthy water polo player and just kind of energizer bunny 14-year-old kid. And within a few days, I just came off my freshman season. I was in, you know, very low body fat and great shape, again, as 14. And almost overnight, I was suddenly starting to fight for my life, and everything had changed. So it was a lot very quickly. And though, you know, it's an experience I would never wish on my worst enemy, I'm very grateful that it happened to me because, one, of course, I'm here to tell my story, and I made it out. But also, it made me who I am today, and it's allowed me to focus on mental health and children, and really getting them the resources they need whether they're going through cancer themselves or anything else, to, you know, again, hopefully make their life journey a little bit easier than mine has been.
So you were saying that you want to provide those resources. You didn't have them. Do you think it was because they really didn't exist yet? There was no infrastructure with the places you were getting your treatment? Is it something that, I mean, I don't expect you to know any of that at that age, right? You're relying on parents and experts. So was it that your parents didn't know that some of those resources were there, or what was the reasoning? So you look young in your picture, so I'm assuming that how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. So this was 10, 15 years ago. All right. So there's, you would think 10, 15 years ago, there was resources available, but maybe they aren't well known. So what was the holdback that you don't think that you had access to those? So that's kind of like root of the problem. What were the weak link that we need to focus on?
I think so. That's a great question. So in all honesty, some resources were absolutely there, whether it was counseling or something like that. Now, certainly back in, 2010, when I was 14, the resources were certainly not as prevalent as they are today, and it wasn't such a hot topic, mental health in general. But I think for me, my family and I were thrown into this, just chaos of cancer treatment and really trying to deal with it and figure out all the other parts of our lives. And, me not going back to school, I had an older brother who was getting ready to go off to college. My mom's a teacher. There were so many moving parts. And so we were just so focused on making sure that I stayed alive and my physical health was okay, that the mental health just took it was on the back burner, took a back seat. It wasn't that people didn't care about it. It just wasn't something that was prioritized. And I just know long-term, based on my experience, that if we had kind of not prioritized my mental health over my physical, because again, I still had to physically be here, but if they were on the same playing field and the mental side of things was seen as important, not necessarily short term, but certainly long term, I would have been able to avoid a lot of issues. So it's not that the resources weren't there necessarily. It's more just they took a back seat, and I'm trying to really help with the way the tides are turning just in our society. But people like myself, and there are a lot of other advocates of mental health out there as well, which is fantastic, because the more people have this conversation, the more, kids down the road will find themselves being able to really not only focus on their physical well-being, but their mental well-being as well simultaneously. And I think that's crucial.
Yeah. A lot of moving parts, a lot of things being thrown at you and your family that you would never have expected to even try to navigate through. But it seems like, I'm hoping now with your help and the facilities that people go to and the experts they're dealing with, they've implemented this as part of the overall process. It's like there's all these different stages that go on where, whenever you guys are ready to address them, they're right there. Or maybe they guide you and say, I know that you guys are focusing on this, but you've got to throw this in just a little bit, even if it's, for a short period of time a day, or this is something that we just need to talk about. So it sounds like maybe that is evolving. It's kind of like, I don't want to compare it to the hospice infrastructure, but if you've ever dealt with anyone in that scenario, they really have it down pat as to the different steps and the stages that people are going through and what support they need. And in your case, it sounds like that's something, like I said, the link, the chain that you're bringing into that process, so people can get what they need when you probably need it the most. So that is an incredible resource for people. So, I'm proud of you for doing that and impressed too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. And the podcast is one aspect of what I'm working on. That's been the thing that I've been able to get off the ground most quickly. The other thing that I am starting is my own company called the Be Kind Company. Be Kind is actually one word, and it's spelled B-K-Y-N-D. And the whole premise of the Be Kind Company is a holistic health education company for kids. So, I'm working on developing emotional intelligence resources and products mental health resources and products, as well as physical well-being products and programs, whether it's physical fitness stuff that are geared towards children or nutritional programs for kids, to really build them as a well-rounded individual. And therefore, you know, the thought being, and my strong belief is, if you take care of an individual's holistic well-being, their mental, emotional intelligence, mental health, and physical health, anything else that life throws at them, they're going to be that much more suited to really take on and overcome. The Be Kind Company is, you know, it's slow moving. There are a lot of moving parts, and I'm actually in the process of moving myself physically. I'm relocating to Nashville, Tennessee in the next 2 weeks, which I'm very excited about. But because of that, everything's kind of taking a backseat as I'm packing my life up into a whole bunch of boxes. But
yeah, get out of LA. Get out of there. Get out of that place.
Amongst a laundry list
of other things. Yeah. So get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge and go make yourself in an environment where you can be prosperous and successful and get your message out there for sure. Bradley, can you give the contact information of how you want people to find out or follow you on social media? Whatever's the best way that they can contact you and learn more about you.
Yeah, for sure. I would say the best place to start is my podcast. So you pretty much anywhere you listen to your podcast, A Grown Man's Diary is available. We are having a few issues with Apple Podcasts, but I'm working on it. So keep an eye out for there. We're also on YouTube. Just again, type in A Grown Man's Diary. And we are on Instagram and Facebook as well, just at A Grown Man's Diary, all one word, all lowercase, and you'll be able to pull us up. So yeah. Please check us out. I got 3 episodes out currently. And again, due to the move, the episode 4 is going to, you know, be on hiatus for a little bit, but I will come back better than ever. So
awesome.
Yeah, check us out on social or YouTube, and look forward to you guys checking it out. And please let me know what you think.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Bradley. Great story. I'm glad that everything is with your health is good to go. And I look forward to hearing some more success stories on how you're helping others get through those challenging times, especially with kids. Oh God, I can only imagine. You're a good guy. You're one of the good people doing the good business and good things.
So
thanks for coming on, Bradley. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.
All righty. So we are a little behind schedule, but before we bring on our next guest, I just wanted to let you know that we debuted as a featured show last Monday on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. And our live show, episode 167, had over 62,000 listeners during the live show. So a special thank you to Big D, who runs the whole platform over there. He's an amazing guy. Thank you for your partnership, support, and getting the word out about Everything Home. And also a big shout out to his mom. She's so awesome. And thanks for listening to a bunch of the shows and being so supportive there too, Big D's mom. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the family, to the partners. That's the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. And there's a link to that on all of our pages on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's in the subscription top. You'll see all the different platforms and social media platforms we're on, and also the podcast players, all the popular ones. So they're all right there. If you want to check out his platform, you can just click on the graphic. You'll see it there. It's the biggest one that's there. So let's bring on our next guest. This is a new partner, but what I like the most about it is when anyone tells me there's no bias, no BS, I'm automatically like, who is that? They need to be on the show. So my next guest is Priyanka Vazirani, she'll correct me, founder of the Millennial News app, unbiased news articles in 9-second reads, no BS, no bias. Audience, give her a round of applause because she's like us. There's no BS whatsoever. How are you today?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. I loved your introduction.
So, yeah, when I saw the no BS, I was like, that's awesome. I am all over that. So tell us a little bit about the app and anything else that you want to share. It sounds like it's new, it's innovative, and it's needed.
Definitely. So I'll tell you a bit about Volve. So Volve is a media tech startup taking on the news industry as a whole, tackling the three main problems that we as consumers face every day. Firstly, our declining attention span, which is at 9 seconds at the moment, same as that of a goldfish. Secondly, information overload, which is like everything that's going on. And lastly, media bias. So it's just something that is dividing us all. I feel like the different narratives, like even if it's one story, there are two different narratives depending on whichever news site you go to. And so we're trying to tackle all of these in a very simple manner. That's how Volve was born, really. We curate and write what's important, what's trending in 9-second reads in real time. So you can literally think of us as Tinder for the news. You can go through like 6 stories in under a minute. And actually, there's some great news to share as well. We recently got invited to join Snapchat Accelerator. So we're really excited about that. And we just got started.
And even though it's marketed towards millennials, it's really for anybody that wants to have some sort of neutral-ish news where you're not getting the slant. I mean, we're big proponents here on the platform that mainstream media, aka big media, is just all bad. It's mostly opinions and lies, and you're not getting factual information. So I just tell everybody, just turn it off. Just turn it off because it's not true. And so why are you going to listen
exactly.
to lies? They've been lying to you for 50 years. So you think all of a sudden now, when the information's more important than ever, you're going to get the truth? No. It's even worse. Journalism died years ago. So you just want to comment on the audience and the type of content that you're going to have that you have in the site or on the app.
Sure. So we actually started mainly for the younger audience because it's like Gen Z and millennials, right? You want to read, you want to know what's going on, but at the same time, you want like just the facts. You don't want like the fluff. You don't want the bias. You don't want like the sensationalism. It's like, tell me what's going on and I'll decide what I think about it. And so that's exactly the audience we're trying to go for. And we decided that if we have to reach them, it has to be in a very convenient way. That's why the app kind of mimics social media. You won't realize, like, you've, like, swiped through at least, like, 20, 30 stories, and it's only been, like, 2-3 minutes. So that's what users even love about us. They compare us to like Twitter. They call us Twitter without the noise, and they also call us like TikTok for the news. So it's just a very simple format of getting just the facts. We pay a lot of attention into making sure that we're neutral in a way that if the left or the right says something, sure, we'll check the facts. Let you know what's happening, but we won't comment or inject any of our opinions or any of their opinions about the issue. So that's kind of like already taking out a lot of the bulk of the article. So
I was going to say there's what left a sentence or two. And it just has a bunch of thes and ahs. And, you know, there's a lot missing once you take all the junk out.
The problem is that when you're reading the news, you don't realize what's an opinion and what's a fact. So that's where the confusion lies, right? Like you're going on like a news channel and you're like, okay, this is the news. So everything that they're saying is true. But half of it is their opinion. And you don't know as a consumer, like how much one word can have like a positive or negative connotation to your mind. So if somebody uses the word threaten instead of says, you automatically think, oh my God, that is so serious. As opposed to the fact that, okay, he just mentioned that, you know, X, Y, Z. So we really take into consideration like all these smaller matters and these nuances too to make sure like you are just getting right just the facts plain and simple and then you can, you know, decide what you think about it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's just to kind of remind people of that there's such a difference when you're using just a few different words that changes the whole direction of the information.
Exactly.
And you know, unless you're paying attention to what's going on all the time, which I'm doing that. So when I read something, I kind of know because a lot of the times that's why I had to turn off the television. I turned off the Fox Business News and Fox News during the day back in December because the information they were providing is stuff that I knew a month and a half ago. Or it was actually not necessarily that correct. And I'm just giving one example of a news network that usually has very accurate information. So I said, whoa, if that's the one I had confidence in and I know the other ones, I have absolutely no confidence in. Oh, could you imagine what the average person who doesn't pay attention to this all the time, what junk is going into their mind? And it's just lies, and it's not true, and it really is hurting them with not only current events, but now, because current events is been infiltrated by politics and all the big, or I call them the 11 bigs, between this big tech and big box and big pharma and big business, and they're controlling our lives because they realize they can easily do it, because look where we are compared to a year ago. Everything is affected in your whole life by what comes out in that article, whether you do something on one side or the other. And it is very destructive. And, you know, I've mentioned this on the platform. I talk about it all the time. It's not left or right. It's not demon rat or a Republican. That party is gone. All of that doesn't matter. It's American people getting bad information and lies by all these false authorities that are hurting us in every aspect of our lives. So I'm glad that you found something where people will connect with their little goldfish attention spans of 9 seconds, where they might be able to finally get something and just wake up to what's really going on and the right information. Because they're dividing us. We're not that far off on each, American people aren't that far off on what they really stand for, what they believe in, and what they go through every single day. It's all those other people that are against us that are trying to create division by just propaganda in the news articles, which you're sucking that out, right?
Exactly. And it's also the social media that plays a part in it, right? So like, if you follow a certain few pages, automatically it sends you similar articles and similar pages to refer to. And then that again is reinforcing your biases. And so that's the whole point of Vogue. It's like, it gives you the facts, it gives you what you need to know from like all different angles. Even when you're writing the news, we make sure we like check the left and we check the right, just so that we know what's going on, what the other button's saying. And then we just try to form the neutral.
You can go direct to a website, or is it only an app for the phone? What's the method of delivery?
It's an app. It's just called Volve, V-O-L-V Media. It's like evolve without the E's. And if you want to know more about us, you can just go on our website, volvemedia.com.
And they can download it through that or through their phone?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's for free. It's on Android and Apple. So you can definitely access it and go for it. And I'd love to know what you guys think about it.
Oh, I'm going to download it today, and I will check it out, and I will give you feedback off the air. And if it's something you want to share, which I have a feeling it's going to pass my smell test. So I'm excited to check this out and support it. So thank you so much for coming on.
I'm
give the
so
website one more
that.
Time. Yeah. Give the website
Volve
one more time.
Media. It's VOLVmedia.com.
All right. And you pronounce your name Priyanka. Is that correct?
Yes, he said it quite right. Priyanka Rajarani.
All right, there we go. It's a pretty cool name. When I saw that, I was like, ooh, I could put a little spin on that. But then I said, then I might butcher it while I'm doing it live. So thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to check out the app, and I will let you know what I think. And hopefully we'll be able to add it to our patriotic media site, and you could join the ranks of the rest of the truth tellers that are out there.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Well, you know what? We love the truth around here. We don't like any of that BS, no bias. We want to make sure that everybody, the people are getting the information that matters, especially from the people that you need to know about. So how about those great partners? That was just four of them. We're bringing up our next one. I'm a little behind schedule as usual. It just happens, guys. I'm not going to apologize anymore. It is what it is, and I'm going to try to keep it tight. But there's just so much information I want to get to you guys during every single show, and the partners are so amazing. And keep in mind, if you want to listen to their shows, go to their websites. All of the contact information for all of them is on our website. It is the resource. I'm telling you, just go to go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, go to the Take Action tab, go to the Partners and Patriots tab, and it'll have all the different shows. You can click directly to their websites. You'll see it'll be blue, you know, like that special blue with the active link. And the show is right next to it. So you can listen to that on any of the podcast players directly on the website. Made it easy for you to listen and get the information to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your life, the lives of others, and your community. And keep in mind, we're building this Light County community as a way of creating that one location so you know where to go, and you don't have to worry about finding something on social media or where do I go, what do I Google, who do I trust, who should I follow, where did I put that piece of paper, where was that? It's all right here on the website. And you can always tune in, don't forget, live at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, live 3 days a week. And now with this special March Madness No More Excuses tour that we're doing, we're going to add in segments at noon, 12 p.m. Mountain Time for your nooner on a Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going to do hardcore theme each week, and I'll talk about that tomorrow at 12 p.m. Tuesday, March 2nd. Yeah, scary. All right, so keep in mind everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the Take Action tab, Partners and Patriots tab. Let's bring in our next guest. Bear with me here 1 second. Let's bring on our next guest. Now, she's got some exciting things to share since she was last on. I know, so I'm excited to hear that. Miss Daniela Garcia, she's the CEO of Pod Booking, the social network for all things podcasting, a professional network to take your show or your business to the next level. Audience, round of applause. Oh, yeah. How are you, Daniela?
Hey, Michelle. I'm good. How are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I know you have something exciting to share.
Yes, a big, big something. So not sure how many of anyone listening today is on Podbooking, but our social network is officially the only social network for podcasters on the App Store.
Woo!
Yay!
Very excited.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a big achievement for me personally as well, because I grew up during the time of that commercial that was like, there's an app for that. And it was this notion that like every app ever had been invented already. But no, little old me made an app that did not already exist. So, hey.
Yeah, that's something you'd be proud of. See, when I grew up, there was there wasn't even a cable station for that. So I'll just, I dated myself right there. So, yeah, we didn't have that. We had the, you know, like the 3 or 4 channels. That was about it. So yeah, now there's an app for everything, including a podcast network. So briefly talk about the podcast network and all the different benefits that people can use it for, especially if they don't have a show. This is not just for people that have podcasts. It's a bigger umbrella than that, right? Bigger net, bigger tent,
bigger
everything.
It is a bigger umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a much bigger umbrella, and it's something that I do struggle to communicate. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to kind of expand on it, is the fact that if you have a tool or a service that supports podcasters, if you're a marketing agency or the owner of a marketing agency, media buying agency, if you are an agent who's representing, you know, talented people and need to book shows for them, if you are a talented person or a person who is an expert in something or has a specialty or a hobby that you're really, really passionate about, and you could talk about, you know, I always ask, you know, could you talk about something for 30 minutes? Okay, then you could definitely be a podcast guest for it, because that's essentially the criteria. So if you fall within this pretty broad umbrella of still really specific niche people, if that makes sense, you know, you need a Podbooking account. And so, you know, if you've recently written a book, if you're a professor or a graduate student even, if you're an expert or a professional in a certain field where, you know, there are shows about that. Like, I know real estate, there's a ton of real estate shows, you know, and there's a ton of, like, lawyer ones too. Like, there is so many different kinds of podcasts, of, like, professional podcasts that you wouldn't even think of. You'd look them up and be like, oh, wow, this is an entire community of avid and active listeners and avid and active hosts, you know, that do require these behind-the-scenes connections and do require these behind-the-scenes just networks that is difficult to build on a separate social network. You know, you think about Instagram or Facebook, and Instagram or Facebook, you're really connecting with your audience on those platforms. You know, there isn't a platform to connect with the industry. And that's really where we come in.
Well, and keep in mind, everybody that has a business or has a product or has a service to sell, which is pretty much
if you're looking to
everybody,
advertise,
it's right there. I mean, even you want to be a guest on a show and you've never done it, this is how you start. You know, you're not going to go to a show that has tons and tons of listeners. And a lot of the times that's not the target audience you want anyway. So you could go on some of these smaller shows, get practice and get your routine done and be able to be in front of an audience who at the end of the day is buyers. They're buyers. They're going to buy your stuff. They're going to like you. They're going to follow you. So it is the business tool and a business marketing tool of the future, of the current and the future.
It's also a fantastic SEO tool. If you're a business, your business is struggling with ranking, or you're trying to get more content to drive up the traffic to your site and stuff, a podcast, and then you just, you know, pay to have it transcribed or get a free app or something, you know, to transcribe it and put that on your website as a blog post. And there you go. You've got a really, free blog post for your website that can drive traffic. Plus that podcaster is also going to be sharing it and pushing it and stuff. And I know for pod booking, if you Google pod booking, at least six of the pages on the web, on that first search page are just different podcasts I've done. You know, and it has helped drive the SEO of my site and of my brand in general. It helps a lot. Just from that marketing standpoint, that branding standpoint, it's so beneficial for a business owner to be doing podcasts and getting your brand out there, getting yourself out there, building a personal brand for yourself, having something to share on LinkedIn. You know, hey, I was on this podcast today. Now you have something you can share on LinkedIn. And these are things that, you know, might sound like, okay, but at the same time, that's a really big deal. And you're building a personal brand, or you're building a business from the ground up during the digital age. So being proactive and getting on podcasts often and also advertising on podcasts, if these are shows that are creating a relationship with your audience, with your ideal customer, support that show, have that show talk about you to that audience, because they have a really strong bond. Think about all of the decision that it takes to make to go and find a podcast and listen to it on a weekly, even just monthly basis. That's a serious commitment you're making. You know, you can think about it. Sure, people watch TV. It's so easy, accessible. We're all used to it. We've been doing it our whole lives. Podcasting is a whole new thing. So when you have people who are that dedicated to a show and that dedicated to a brand and to an influencer, that's definitely worth investing in.
And before you go, do me a favor, Ian. When somebody goes to the website, signs up for an account, what's the best and easiest way that they could search for something specific?
Just go into the search bar and just put in that keyword. I've made every aspect of everyone's profile searchable within within the platform itself. So I've asked questions about their audiences, I've asked questions about their niche, I've asked questions, you know, opportunities for these keywords to be used. So that when people do search those keywords, they can find those people within guests and members and groups.
And they don't need a hashtag. They just put in the keyword that they want to use.
Yeah, you shouldn't. No, you don't need. You don't even need a hashtag. It's so searchable.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. I just want to give people take away any barriers, any excuses that they have. I don't know how to do it. I just told you. So we just told you how to go
and
in.
It's free.
By the way, guys, it's free. It's free to get your message out there. Yeah, and to get your information and to find people that actually might like you. And by the way, it's free. So give the website for me, Daniela.
Pod-booking.com is the website. Pod Booking, just look it up in the App Store. It's available in the App and Google Play Store. And please feel free to go ahead and rate and review it. That'd be great.
And
for those of you who have ever released an app,
and it's the only app for a podcast network that is an app, correct? That is the new claim to fame.
100%.
That's awesome. So congratulations on
we
that.
We are the only one. Thank you.
Good for you. Good for you, girlfriend. Way to go. Way to go. Moving
Thank
and shaking.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a girl
Moving
boss win.
Awesome. All right. Make sure you jump on for oh my God, I can't even say it, April. And we'll have some more exciting information about pod booking. And then of course, all of her information and the website is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So you can't say, I didn't know where to go, couldn't find it. Don't even give me those excuses. No more excuses, March. That's what we're doing. So thank you, Daniela, for coming on. I appreciate it. You're a fun partner to have on the platform.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Terry. You're the best.
Thanks. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for my friend. Have a good week. All right, guys. I know that we are over. We are over.
Everything's home.
And I'm going to wrap it up. But because we have been talking about health and we've been talking about taking action and we've been talking about no more excuses, I just want to get that one reminder in there. Okay. It is time to take back and get back to normal and end this political propaganda pandemic. Okay? Not anything that we've been told. We've been talking about media and lies. And just even with our new guest and her Volve app. So it's not me just making this up, right? It's not me just making it up. We the people have the power to make the changes, to reopen America and end the insanity and the tyranny we've allowed to rule unnecessarily and really destroy our businesses and lives and freedoms and livelihood for the past year. Kids aren't in school, guys. It's the most warped and disturbing form. Well, it's not the worst, but it is horrible that it's happening, and it's an extreme form of child abuse. That's what it is. It's child abuse. So those kids in those little green tents with the musical instruments. So I thought it was a Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah, that's how disturbing it is by these false authorities that we've allowed to take charge. The demon rats, the Republic cants, and all the false authorities, those 11 bigs that I talk about, those 11 bigs, they have no use for you except take your money and your freedom, destroy your business, destroy your lives. Don't let you in church. Don't let you talk to people. They don't want you to be in a community. And they want to ruin everything. They only want control. And they're just, I used to say bad people. No, they're evil. Okay. They are purposely doing things to really destroy this country. And it's up to us, the American people, to realize that and to do something about it. That's why we have the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I'm going to talk about more of it tomorrow at noon live here. Again, I'm a day behind. So we just need to rely on each other, you guys, because we're all in this together, and it's not going to change unless we do something to make it change. And as we talked about before, everything is intertwined now. You know, you might not have wanted to ever be involved in some sort of community politics. That party, that ship has sailed. It's up to us to get everything back in order, because if we let this go on for a little bit longer, then there's nothing to go back to normal too. Okay, keep this in mind. When I say we're all in this together, we literally are. So we've got to be able to figure out what action items that we're willing to take and begin to take them. On our Take Action tab, we've done them from low effort to something much more intensive, like becoming a precinct committee man, which is what I did last Saturday. So keep in mind, you guys, this is why I play the song. I want to get through these two quick paragraphs and then I will let everybody go and get on with their day. It's time to take back this country, take back our lives. Here are the 11 bigs. They've been lying to you for years and now they're forging ahead at light speed on the Lolita Express to control every aspect of your lives. So stop supporting them. Stop supporting them and stop listening to them. Big media, aka mainstream media, which includes Fox and Newsmax, they're both bad. Big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, and big religion. Remember, there's 100 million patriots, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices, and our buying decision. Our wallets, guys, our wallets. So we have control. We just have allowed somebody else to take control. So rip off that dirty mask and be conscious of where you're spending your money. Where is your money? So your money in Bank of America, who sold out all those people who were in Washington, D.C., the million people that were there, and turned over the information to the government? Are you kidding me? That's just one example. How about the 20 different companies that pulled Mike Lindell, who's probably the most patriotic person, who gives most of his money to the Lindell Recovery Network so that he can help for free people recover from drug addiction and alcohol abuse, to help those people for free and they yank his products from their big box stores. Okay. Why are we supporting them? That's one of the things that we're going to be adding to the website. There's just only so much I can do in a day. But for right now, I want you to start your great awakening journey. I want you to take action today. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for all the information. You can start by clicking the Take Action tab and the Partners and Patriots tab. And it's time that we reopen America. We get our lives and our freedoms back. And I was going to do the Reopen America Resource Center. I will save that for tomorrow because I'm looking at the time. Where's my ending? Oh, my goodness. I feel like I discombobbled today, guys. I apologize. All right. We're wrapping it up. A special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info and their episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the Partners and Patriots tab and the Purpose Driven Partners tab to listen to the 183 segments that we've had of this particular live show. Try to make some time to listen to episode 161 with Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory and the Prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. They give some great tips on how to really get back in touch with God. And it's a great show. It's one of the best ones I ever did. Not saying it because I did it. It's because of their content and who they are. Also listen to episode 126 with Clay Clark of the Thrive Time Show. That is very important. It has to do with coronavirus. And you're going to learn some facts. And then, I won't give any more homework than that. But again, start your list, get yourself prepared. We're taking you on this journey. We're going to kick some butt this month. It's March Madness. We're getting started. If you want to jump on our train and join us for No Mo Excuses March Madness, that's 31 days of makeovers, motivation, marketing to take action to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, make a difference, and much more. Tune in tomorrow, Tuesday, March 2nd at 12 p.m. Mountain Time right here for all the details. But you can start now by going to the website and click the Take Action tab. And then I want you to get ready to rumble, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And again, please listen on Wednesday, March 3rd, for another nooner of this live episode, Purpose Driven Partners, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways. Are you awake? Everybody awake now? You want me to play the Carrie song? You want me to close with the Carrie song today? Get you all the champions? Because you're all champions and you're born to win. And if we're giving you the tools to help do that, we're giving you the support, and we're giving you the experts, no more excuses. Excuses are over. It's March. March 1st. It's all new. I'm actually going to go exercise this afternoon. And if I can get off my fat rear end and go do that, anyone that's listening to this show can do the same thing. So now you're awake. You're inspired. Go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it. Tomorrow, noon, we're taking action. March Madness. Watch out.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.